Ted Steele.
Sometimes a song and its singer are accepted so quickly and widely that introductions are superfluous. It's happened to this protege of the Beatles.
Will be a guest this Monday on NBC Radio's Now Show, heard each weekday afternoon. Host Roscoe's guests, themes, music, and observations cover a wide range of everything that's happening around us today. It's Now, NBC Radio, every weekday afternoon.
Here comes Mario.
It's almost 10 years now since the death of Mario Lanza, but the legend continues to grow. His career was short but brilliant. And today, even his popular songs have high record sales and are being reissued. Monitor Johnny Andrews separated the facts from the fanciful when he spoke about Lanza with the singer's mother, Mrs. Maria Lanza Cocozza.
Mrs. Cocozza, some of the younger generation might not be familiar with his career, but of course with every legend, you'll find contradictory stories. For example, they said one time that he was a truck driver. Is that true?
Mario was never a truck driver. In fact, he never drove a car until he got in California.
Well, now, what about his having been a piano mover?
Well, you know what happened in this story? Mario, you know, there was a canteen during the war under the Academy of Music downstairs. And Kuzovitsky was there at the time giving a concert. So the teachers thought, well, this is a good time for Mario to let Kluzebski hear your voice. So during that time, they had to move a piano from the downstairs to put it in, upstairs into the Academy of Music. So Mario said, come on, I'll help you. After all, he's a big boy, you know, with big shoulders.
And so
they thought he would, he would help. So he did. But when he got into the Academy of Music and he was on the stage, Kluzebski was ready to leave, and he was in his dressing room. And while he was there, this teacher said, come on, just hit a few notes, let him hear you. And Mario did. Well, Kluzebski looked out, and he said, who is that? So he called him in his dressing room, and he said, my boy, you have a great voice, a great natural voice, he said. One of these days, I'd like to give you a scholarship. Would you come to Tanglewood? Mario said, of course I would. So he said, give me your name and address, and he gave it to him. And I think about 5 or 6 months later, he was called. We got a letter, and he went to Tanglewood, and that's where he got some experience, you know, in opera there.
Well, that sort of debunks another question and another idea that I had here. They said that he had no formal training, but he did.
He certainly did. He had not only training in the voice, but he also had training in music. This is what makes me a little, upset, because when you read that he was this was an untrained boy without any music knowledge, that's not true at all.
Mario Lanza died in 1959, Mrs. Cicosa, and there were 4 children left without a father at that time. And then the Lanza children lost their mother very shortly after that.
5 months after.
Well, now, you took over the job of raising them. And one of them, I understand, made her debut as a pop singer very recently.
Yes, she did.
That's Colleen.
Yes, Colleen Lanza. She made a very nice pop record, I think, anyway.
Does she show the flair that her father had?
She has. She has temperament, and she has a lot of feeling.
Mrs. Mario Lanza Cicosa, he actually took your first name and made it the male version of Maria.
Yes, Maria Lanza was my maiden name,
He
took my full name.
Mario Lanza.
Yes.
Well, now, what's in the future now in the Mario Lanza legend? Isn't there a film being made of his life?
We are going to use Mario's voice. No one else is going to sing.
Well, I can't imagine anybody else who could. They'll have to use the singing voice, at least. Our monitor guest, Mrs. Maria Lanza Cicosa, mother of the legendary Mario Lanza, whose voice remains one of the great tenor voices of the past few decades. For proof, well, just listen to any of the new RCA Victor Red Seal albums now being released. This is Johnny Andrews for Monitor.
A producer in Hollywood heard this record, and Bobby Goldsboro's an actor now.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of bottles, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Once in a while in my mind I go falling, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ears, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really.
leaving this great life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind.
Lest we forget, Monday is Veterans Day, honoring all men and women, past and present, who donned the uniform of our country. I'm Ted Steele, and at 18 minutes after the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. What's a good time? 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's a good time, and you'll have one when you join me, Big Wilson, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m., right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. Be here.
It's an old world, but there's a new spirit of vitality, youth, and dedication. Girl Scouts have all of these. They're out to change the world and make it a better one. They're learning to accept social responsibilities through community service, share and develop new ideas through camping programs, and expand their world through the cultural opportunities that New York City has to offer. Support the Girl Scout Council of Greater New York, 335 East 46th Street, New York, New York, with your contribution today.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Music from Monitor, a new one by the Vogues. Thing around this past week, the little old flu bug. It's international, but everybody seems to be using it for propaganda purposes. We call it the Asian flu. China calls it the Western weakness. France calls it the German thing. Russia calls it an imperialistic illness. South Africa's leaders call it that old black magic. And Africa's millions call it the white man's burden. Whatever it's called, the whole world seems to have it. Gesundheit.
Sun by Henry Mancini, who it seems to me was always Hank before Moon River and a few other awards. Well, Henry or Hank, it's pronounced talent. Monitor is enjoyed on NBC stations across the nation in Roanoke, Virginia. We're heard on WSLS. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
This is the NBC Radio Network. Next week, celebrating 42 years of service to the nation with the finest in news and entertainment.
It's a well-known fact that a football takes some funny bounces, and so do British actors. We'll find out how and why on this part of Monitor. Right now, it's Petula time.
Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. From Kentucky to New York City, California to Idaho, let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta know. Once those American boys get near you, like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are.
How did that football bounce today, huh? And what else is new on the sports scene? Frank Messer knows, and here he is now, folks, at the Monitor Sports Desk. What's the score, Frank?
Well, thanks, Dad. In college football, USC and Ohio State continued their march to the Rose Bowl. The top-ranked Trojans bombed California 35-17, while the second-ranked Buckeyes blasted winless Wisconsin 43-8. In other games involving the top 10, third-ranked Kansas was upset by Oklahoma 27-23, fourth-ranked Penn State made it past Miami of Florida, 22-7. Fifth-ranked Tennessee plays Auburn tonight. Sixth-ranked Purdue was upset by Minnesota, 27-13. Seventh-ranked Michigan walloped winless Illinois, 36-0. Eighth-ranked Missouri rolled over Iowa State, 42-7. Ninth-ranked Georgia routed Florida, 51-0. And tenth-ranked Texas down Baylor, 47-26. And now let's run them by sections. In the far west, Arizona, 14. Air Force, 10. Utah State, 34. Brigham Young, 7. Oregon, 27. Washington State, 13. Oregon State, 45, UCLA, 21, Stanford, 35, Washington, 20. In the South, Virginia, 41, North Carolina, 6, South Carolina, 34, Wake Forest, 21, Arkansas, 46, Rice, 21, Mississippi, 33, Chattanooga, 16, Florida State, 27, Mississippi State, 14, Virginia Tech, 31, Richmond, 18, Vanderbilt, 6, Kentucky, nothing, North Carolina State, 17, Duke, 15, Navy, 35, Georgia Tech, 15, Texas Tech, 31, Texas Christian, 14, Alabama, 16, Louisiana State, 7, Southern Methodist, 36, Texas A&M, 23, West Texas State, 53, Western Michigan, 36, VMI, 21, Davidson, 17, West Virginia, 17, the Citadel, nothing, Tampa, 28, East Carolina, 21. In the Midwest, Kansas State, 12, Nebraska, nothing, Iowa, 68, Northwestern, 34, Indiana, 24, Michigan State, 22, Notre Dame, 56, Pittsburgh, 7, Oklahoma State, 34, Colorado, 17, Cincinnati, 37, Louisville, 7, Miami of Ohio, 14, Dayton, nothing, Ohio University, 28, Bowling Green, 27. I'll have the Eastern scores and other sports news in just a few moments, Ted.
Frank Messer from Monitor Sports. Listen, Frank, when you come back in a few minutes, will you let me know how Carnegie Mellon did today?
Carnegie who?
Carnegie Mellon. They went up against the Angry Angels of Adelbert U.
We'll put the sports department to work right now.
Thanks. Okay. Now the right kind of singers with music for Frank Messer to check more scores by.
Ready to do or die for dear old Monitor Sports. Frank Messer.
Got my score, Frank?
Okay, Ted, it's coming. Let's check the Eastern football scores. Army 58, Boston College 25, Harvard 9, Princeton 7, Yale 30, Penn 13, Dartmouth 31, Columbia 19, Cornell 31, Brown nothing, Clemson 16, Maryland nothing, Holy Cross 47, Massachusetts 13, Rutgers 27, Connecticut 15, Syracuse 31, William & Mary nothing, Villanova 27, Quantico Marines 13, Boston University 20, Rhode Island 3, Temple 30, Gettysburg 11, Union 21, Alfred 7, Amherst 31, Trinity of Connecticut 3, New Hampshire 17, Springfield 10. And, Ted, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Carnegie Mellon 28, Adelbert 9.
How about that?
I wonder whatever happened to Kutztown. Maine 42, Hofstra 7. Colgate 38, Bucknell 34. Tufts 7, Bowdoin 6. On the turf, Funny Fellow won the $50,000 added roamer handicap at Aqueduct by a neck from draft card with favorite iron roller third. At Garden State, the $183,000 gardenia stakes went to Gallant Bloom, trailed by Shuvi and Let's Be Gay. In tennis, the United States and India split the opening singles matches in the Davis Cup Interzone Final being played in San Juan. Arthur Ashe beat Premjit Lal, but Clark Gravener bowed before Ramanathan Krishnan, both matches going four sets.
And that's the late sports head, Frank Messer, from Monitor Sports.
And I'm Ted Steele with you all the way here on the Monitor Beacon.
Do you know what your friends are doing? They're among the 20,000 people working with the Volunteer Council in hospitals, parks, housing, youth training, anti-poverty. Join your friends. There's still room for 4,000 more. Get involved. Call the Volunteer Council at 566-5950, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 566-5950. That's where your friends are.
Happiness is playing a record, laughing at traffic, making you smile. On the Charlie Brown Show. For the authentic story on what's happening in the world of Wall Street and why, join me, Ben Grauer, on today's Business Trends, weeknights at 7:10, right here on WNBC. The Jack Hayes Show, weekdays 9 to noon, on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
The county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the
A spiteful interviewer once told Nancy Sinatra that she didn't think the kid would have made it without a famous name. I don't think that's fair. What's so special about a name like Nancy?
When you find out you don't love her, when all the glitter rubs off of her, I'll be waiting just a smile away.
Just a smile away.
I can see you need some cheering, so call on me, I'm volunteering. All you gotta do is pick up the phone. Tell me you're alone and baby I'll come running. I'll be your good time girl. Someone to share things half and half with. I can make the nighttime fly away. You don't have to say you love me. Just let me know you're thinking of me. All you gotta do is pick up the phone. Tell me you're alone and baby.
When Monitor's Jay Miller tracked down actor Peter O'Toole in London on the set of his new movie Goodbye, Mr. Chips, he found a man of undeniable talent. And the last one to deny it would be the O'Toole himself. And he sings, too.
Mr. O'Toole, is this your first singing role in a film?
Yes, I imagine the first singing role as such. I usually manage to slip in a song in practically every film I've ever been in. I think they went undetected, mercifully, but I did slip a few in.
Well, actually, you've not been known for your musical ability to date. Did you take special voice lessons for this film?
I got into films because of my musical ability. The first time I ever did, I got because I could play the bagpipes. Think of that.
What sort of an age span do you undergo in this film?
I shall go from 20 to 90.
Good heavens, that's about the biggest leap you've ever made, isn't it?
Yeah, except when I worked with Kate Hepburn and I aged enormously overnight.
In real life or in film?
In real life.
Well, now, have you seen yourself at the age of 90 in a mirror?
Yes, I have.
And what reaction did you have?
Well, it was quite extraordinary because it took about 3 or 4 hours to put on for a test. And it wasn't the finished article by any means, but Bill, my friend and makeup man, had gone into this very, very thoroughly with calipers and advice from plastic surgeons as to how, in fact, my face would probably, as far as they could tell, go. And I got bored after the first hour, sort of lay back and let them slap and snip and cut and slish and slash. And he said, all right, done. And I didn't sort of bother looking. It didn't occur to me. And I went and I got a drink. And I wandered back into the room, and I saw myself from about 10 yards away in the mirror. And it was the biggest shock of my life. It was terrifying.
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 Thank you very much, Peter O'Toole. This is Jay Miller reporting from the set of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, being filmed in London for Monitor.
Thank you.
an item which demonstrates the sportsmanship of the American people. Their ability to pull together as one, even after a hard-fought election, which found them almost evenly divided. Near York, Pennsylvania, a 177-acre farm is to become the first public park in the nation to be named for President-elect Richard Nixon. A formal proposal for its name and purpose was made to the authorities this week. It will be known, of course, as Nixon Park. However, since life does go on and people always need more parks, an alternate proposal had been prepared for the same facilities to be known as Humphrey Park. For some reason, that proposal seems to have been withdrawn about 11 a.m. last Wednesday. In any case, the election is over, the park is there, and the people of York, Republicans and Democrats alike, will be breathing easier in the days to come. That is the name of the game. Silence. The sounds of a November weekend in 1968 are reflected in the news stories of our days. The sound of peace talks being resumed. The sound of the earth rumbling. The sound of running backs being tackled. The sound of an administration beginning to pack. NBC News captures the sound and the sense of this moment. On the Hour Report coming up next. I'm Ted Steele for Monitor.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest. Everyone, just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Now all you men from sea to sea may sing of colors true.
College plans begin early. NROTC units are located at 53 of America's finest colleges and universities, and each unit is proud of the duty it performs, the worthwhile job of training patriotic young men for careers of leadership in the Navy. Present benefits in the program include payments for tuition, textbooks, and uniforms, plus an allowance of $50 a month. Investigate NROTC now. It's a good way to go to college. Closing date for NROTC applications is November 15th, so act today. See your local Navy recruiter for details. If you're going to be something, why not be something special?
The funniest thing about the Gerhardt Show is Gerhardt. Weekdays, noon to 3 on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.